Welcome to another Audience Spotlight featuring interviews with interesting individuals and contributors to the arts and entertainment scene here in Louisville. I'm your host and publisher of Audience Magazine, Doug Driesbach, and today we're excited to catch up with the CEO of the Louisville Ballet, Leslie Smart. Leslie has been with the group for almost 2 years and has a lot of prior experience working with nonprofit management groups around the country and even a hometown graduate of University of Louisville. So we're excited to catch up with Leslie and hear about all the exciting things going on with the Louisville Ballet. So without further ado, Leslie, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Doug. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it seems like every time we click through the internet for arts in Louisville, the Louisville Ballet pops up with a lot of exciting things, whether it be new productions or what's going on. And this year, we still have coming off of the holiday season, we still have a few more exciting performances and things going on there. So we're looking forward to hearing about that from you, because you're kind of over all of it, right? Is that your role with the ballet?
I'm proud to be serving as Chief Executive Officer, correct.
What does that mean in your capacity as far as your daily kind of roles and responsibilities with the group and like from a day-to-day perspective as well as more like an annual outlook kind of a perspective?
Sure. So annually, you know, my role as CEO includes leadership for the company's overall operations. And that means not just the professional ballet company, but the Louisville Ballet School and our community engagement program. I have a strong focus on financial stability, critically important for us to stay in age in the arts, performing arts space. I also oversee strategic planning. We're actually in the process of revamping our strategic plan to ensure long-term sustainability for the organization. And I have a huge responsibility as it relates to philanthropic leadership. And so I meet daily with donors, and I provide oversight for all aspects of our development program, and that includes major gifts, planned gifts, and annual fundraising. And then the other critically important revenue stream for us, of course, is ticket revenue. And not unlike most performing arts organizations today, you know, we've seen a pretty dramatic decline in ticket revenue post-pandemic, just beginning to see that resurgence and that ticket revenue returning. So critically important that we maintain the anchor arts organizations in our community for longevity.
So when you... just to step back a little bit for those who don't know, we're familiar with kind of the marquee events, your Nutcrackers and your main performances throughout the year that everybody's kind of come to love. But you also mentioned the ballet school and other kind of prongs from the ballet. Can you just kind of give us the elevator speech on what those are and why they're important to the community?
Sure. Yeah, so I think of Louisville Ballet as really three buckets. You know, the performance aspect of what we do, 52 performances annually. We have 24 professional company artists. But the Louisville Ballet School actually has 900 students enrolled. We serve children from the age of 3 months through our BOOST program all the way up to 76 years of age.
Wow.
In our Mind-Body Balance program. We also have students that come literally from around the country, 27 states, for our summer intensive program. And we provide over $677,000 annually in scholarships. And then our community engagement program is critically important. It's our outreach program, and it's focused on diversity, really building a pathway of diversity in dance. Last year, we served nearly 22,000 participants. We taught over 600 classes, and this is in-school performances, community performances, before and after-school programming. We also have adaptive dance programming, and of course our student matinees for Title I schools. We actually last year served 179 unique locations through our community engagement program.
Well, that is really neat. So do you see a percentage? Well, I'm sure there is a percentage, but are there a lot of the students that go through the school, do they end up on the stages performing with the Louisville Ballet eventually, or is that the goal for some of these students?
Certainly, we have many that move on into what is called our studio company, which is our pre-professional company that trains every day with the Louisville Ballet and performs on the stage. So our audiences see them every single day. We're in performances on the stage with us. And, you know, just an overall well-rounded student, learning dance and participating in dance is so important. And I'll talk a little more about neuroarts with you in just a bit. But yes, we're incredibly proud of the Louisville Ballet School, the quality of our program, the students we draw from around the country, and the impact that dance has on their life.
Right. So what are some of the most, I guess, looking through these programs, what are some of the more rewarding things when you, at the end of the day and you look back, or at the end of the quarter or even year, you look back and say, hey, this made it all worth it. What are some of those kind of things that pop out?
You know, I've spent the majority of my career in healthcare philanthropy with a focus particularly on social determinants of health. And there is rapidly expanding research around neuroarts. And neuroarts is a transdisciplinary study of how arts and aesthetic experiences measurably change the body, the brain, behavior, and how this knowledge is translated into specific practices that advance health and well-being. And so I really think it is an answer to many of the issues we face as a city. Educational attainment and really estate, homelessness, mental health, physical health. And I really believe a serious investment in the arts is a paradigm shift that we need today. And I really encourage our community and leaders in our community to learn more about neuroarts. And so it's things like, in studying ballet, you're improving mobility, memory, speech. Actually, ballet can relieve pain and trauma. It can enhance mental health and learning outcomes. It builds resilience. It can prevent disease, and this is part of this neuroarts research that's expanding, reduce anxiety in patients, and improve motor coordination. I was just meeting with Jefferson County Public Schools this morning with Stacy Blakeman, who is the director of our community engagement program, and I hear her when she says, we are teaching ballet classes, first class on a school day for children, and the math teacher comes back to me and says, it is absolutely remarkable how well they perform in math on the days that they have ballet.
Really?
Their brain is fired up, it's functioning at a high level, and they're able to achieve more. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's exciting. So back to the philanthropic part and kind of getting contributors and supporters for the ballet, is that part of when you're talking to somebody to contribute, is that one of the things that you're talking to them about the impact of dance in the community further than the stage at Whitney Hall?
Yes, most definitely. And parents really understanding that if their child is involved in arts education, on average, they'll score an extra 150 points on their SAT. They're five times more likely to graduate from high school, two times more likely to graduate from college. There's less violence in a classroom with children involved in dance movement specifically. And overall outcomes are better when a child is involved in dance, their mental and physical health.
Well, that's exciting. So with your background with everything that you've been doing, what are some things that you'd like to try to implement here in Louisville at the Louisville Ballet that maybe you're either working on or maybe kind of a further down the road outlook, whether it's with the programming or things you've seen in other cities that you'd like to see here in Louisville, or what's your thought on that?
Yeah, well, definitely as the official state ballet for Kentucky, we would love the opportunity to tour throughout the state. I had the privilege of being a former dancer with the Louisville Ballet in the 1970s, and during that time we were performing in the state, but today our dancers are exceptional athletes, and I used to occasionally dance on concrete. That's not allowed today. We definitely need a harlequin stage, a sprung floor for our dancers to perform on, and we're hoping to raise dollars to allow us to tour throughout the state. that would be critically important to the work that we're doing, most definitely.
What's a floor, movable floor like that cost? Is that a $1 million endeavor? What's that?
Well, you know, to be up and running a full touring program, it's a large investment. The floor itself is about a $200,000 investment for us to be able to perform throughout the state. And, you know, that's in flexible venues. Obviously, there's plenty of theaters throughout the state that we have the opportunity to perform in. Mm-hmm. But being able to take productions on the road, you know, transporting those, carts for costumes, et cetera, you know, it certainly is an investment that we're hoping to achieve in the future.
Well, and as you mentioned, with the classroom dancing benefits for students and triggering their mind and brain, I'm sure there's some parts of Kentucky where people just will feel better watching it, watching the dance when they come to the...
And I love, Doug, that you said that, because there are health benefits for watching ballet. It's called Mira Neurons, and it does benefit you just watching ballet. You don't have to be taking a ballet class. Just attending a ballet program is beneficial to your health.
Well, that's exciting. So overall, what's your thought about the arts in community and impact in our community here in Louisville? Kind of overall, where we've been, where we are now with the arts, and then kind of what you'd like to see it in the future?
Yeah, you know, I think we've built Louisville as a city of arts and parks. David Jones Sr. used to say just that. And I am a very proud Louisvillian, but I am saddened over our lack of progress in our city to think big over the years. And I think we have fallen behind our peer cities. I look at peer dance companies that are sporting $30 million state-of-the-art professional ballet company and school combined facilities, all over the country, and I am reminded of the work that Miami City did recently implementing a program called Yes to Arts. It was a voter-approved $159 million general obligation bond program for arts and culture. Hmm. You know, sadly, Louisville Ballet actually did not receive any city funding this year. And I think I'm right on these stats, but the Kentucky Arts Council at one time was ranked 27th in the country in terms of government funding available for the arts. And today, I think we're ranked 47th. And so I definitely think we have fallen behind in the arts. And I really think it is critically important to quality of life and economic development. And so I am hopeful that the community will step forward and continue to support, particularly our anchor arts organizations, that really has been a differential for us in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the buckets of revenue that you mentioned helps a lot is our ticket sales. And coming off a strong holiday season with another, traditional Nutcracker, what do we have left going into the new year? You've got some performances coming up, I believe, next month in February, and kind of the rest of the season. What are you excited about?
Yeah, one of the performance coming up February 1st and 2nd, A Time Remembered, is the name of that production, and it marks the 80th anniversary of the end of the Holocaust. It really tells the story of the healing power of the human spirit to overcome great tragedy. It is a concert of arts, music, and movement, and offers a powerful perspective on both the darkness and the light of humanity. It is in partnership with the Jewish Federation of Louisville and the Kentucky Opera. So the production will actually feature two poignant works, Light, the Holocaust and Humanity Project, which was originally choreographed by Ballet Austin's artistic director, choreographer Stephen Mills, a Kentuckian, by the way, as well as another, Sunrise, which is a 30-minute chamber opera that's performed by Kentucky Opera. And it's commissioned by an organization called Music of Remembrance, a Seattle-based performing arts organization focused on human rights and social justice. This all culminates. The month of January is the 80th anniversary, as I mentioned, marking the end of the Holocaust. And I'm also incredibly proud of the nonprofit arts organizations that have stepped forward to participate in programming. So we have the Filson Club involved, Speed Museum, Louisville Orchestra is doing programming, the Kentucky Center for the Arts is is participating in programming, and all of that will culminate in February with our performance of A Time Remembered. It's important to us because a great Kentuckian, Mink Zarbach, commissioned actually 30 years ago a ballet to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Holocaust for the Louisville Ballet. And this is really a tribute to her and honor the impact she had in Kentucky. And we'll actually have a dinner on Sunday, February 2nd, to honor her legacy.
Well, that is exciting. And we'll make sure to get the word out for everybody that's interested. Will that take place? Where will that take place at?
At Whitney Hall.
Whitney Hall.
The dinner will be at the Galt House.
Oh, cool. The Grand Theater. So, well, that's exciting. So, Leslie, kind of in closing, for somebody who's never been to a Louisville Ballet performance, what should they expect and why should they give it a try?
Well, what we know is not all cities have a professional ballet company, and certainly not the caliber of the Louisville Ballet. We are the only regional company Brzezinkoff performed with twice, so that should tell you something. But, you know, as we mentioned, there's tremendous benefits to watching ballet, including the music, the storytelling, broadening your thinking, your social connection. And the other thing I would say is the ticket prices compared to other forms of entertainment are really reasonable. And they're going to witness some of the greatest athletes in the world. I know some folks may not have seen one of our most recent ballets, 502, to the soundtrack of Jack Harlow and choreography by Qingqing Wang. It drew national attention, and so I would really encourage people not to miss the next opportunity to witness this caliber of dance in your communities, and help us keep the lights bright.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much today. Is there anything you'd like to add before we sign off?
I think we're good.
Fantastic.
I appreciate the interview.
Well, we always appreciate you taking the time to catch up with us. And thank you, everybody, for listening to another Audience Spotlight featuring interviews with interesting individuals and contributors to the arts and entertainment scene here in Louisville. I'm your host and publisher today, Doug Driesbach. For more great interviews and content about the arts and entertainment in Louisville, visit audience502.com. Have a great day.